Watching, Lord. Well, good evening, folks. This is Pastor John Kyle. We're glad to have you tuning in today. Here we are on the 28th day, the last Friday in this month anyway, and we'll be moving into June, and summer is coming. So I hope you're ready to be blessed tonight with the Word of God as we go into something I believe is very important for all of us, and hopefully it'll minister to everyone and encourage you and strengthen you in your walk and deliver you through. Amen. We always need more deliverance. Deliverance is a progressive thing, a progressive walk that we walk with Jesus as we continue growing in Him. So we're going to open up with some news here. Again, welcome to the program this Friday. This is a holiday weekend for people, so I don't know how many people will be listening live, but the chat room is not working. I can't get it to work. Well, I don't know. It says it's full, which there's nobody that I could see in there because it won't let me get in there. So I think it's just defective. Somehow they've managed to not let it work for us. I don't know why. But anyway, if you're trying to get in there, I couldn't see you if you got in because it just shows that it's full. Study shows more Protestant churches closed than were open before the pandemic happened. That's right. I fear, I guess, taking its toll on so many members. So membership has fallen, and more churches are still closing than are opening right now. For instance, Presbyterian Church of America has lost over 56,000 members, and 116 churches in this denomination alone has closed in 2020. So, yeah, the devil has put it all out of sack on the churches, and he's been successful to some small degree, but in Jesus' name, he will not be successful overall. And China, oh my, they're a mess right now because of their anti-Christ attitude. They're blocking key words like Christ, Bible, and gospel from social media giant megacore WeChat. As directed by the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party, WeChat has blocked Christian search terms, and has purged thousands of overtly Christian accounts. WeChat is the world's largest social media site, and China is under major Christian persecution right now. So we need to pray for China and the brothers and sisters there, indeed, in our prayers. Greg Locke, pastor of Global Vision Bible Church, claims that political elites have taken their jab, they're faking it. They got injected with sugar water instead. And of course, he's getting criticized for saying stuff like that and calling a conspiracy theorist and all kinds of things, but he's not backing off, and he's telling his church people there not to get vaccinated no matter what. NBC Network calls protecting babies from abortion is a public health threat. Well, it shows where they're coming from, shows who's in them, doesn't it? Yeah. They got their orders from below. Now, Kellogg's cereal is going all in for perversion now. This week, Kellogg's has introduced its LGBT cereal line this week. And Kellogg is donating $3 a box to promote sexual perversion. Well, I didn't know the cereal was over $3 a box, but anyway, do they make any profit on that? Yeah, one of the names of the cereal is Together, and they're rainbow-colored. Kellogg is all into sexual perversion against God's word. So never buy Kellogg again. At least I wouldn't ever buy it again. I have no intentions of supporting that. Once I find out about things like that, I don't support them. Not going to. Why should I give them money? Plus, I don't eat their food anyway because it's junk food, but I try to eat more organic food. But then, yeah, we don't know that they don't have a secret line of some organics that have to investigate these big corporations. Sometimes they have an organic line. So I need to look into that and make sure. A Michigan student is being told to remove a huge portion of her valedictorian speech because it contains references to her personal faith in Jesus Christ. That's right. Elizabeth Turner, a senior at Hillsdale High School, submitted her speech for review ahead of the June 6th commencement. School administration commented on it and said that the section in which she referred to her faith is not appropriate. Principal Amy Goldsmith said, "We need to be mindful about the inclusion of religious aspects and on garbage talk, absolute garbage. Religious freedom law firm has taken her case and sent a letter to Goldsmith, and will pursue it further if they have to." Right. I don't blame her for getting help. And by the way, this law firm will usually help you with no charge to protect the rights of the gospel and the truth. Now, some of you know the gospel band Skillet. Well, I'm not one that listens to them, but I have heard them once or twice. But Skillet's the lead singer, John Cooper, for the band, says something in response to the recent apostasy of Christian leaders who have been turning away from the faith and being public about it. He said something that makes sense, and I agree with him. He said, "We must stop making worship leaders and thought leaders or influencers or cool people, relevant people, the most influential people in Christendom. We're in a dangerous place when the church is looking to 20-year-old worship singers as our source of truth." That's right, you hear that? We're in a dangerous place when we're looking to 20-year-old worship leaders, singers, and leaders and singers as our source of truth. Hey, we better make the Word of God our solid rock and go with it, not what immature people controlled by devils, even though they may be Christian then. There's some demonic deception many times and say things that demons tell them to say. Okay, so who are we going to listen to? We don't want to listen to that. We want to listen to the Word of God, folks. That's what really counts. Not the, music styles come and they go and new songs come and they go. And different worship people and singers and bands, Christian groups, they come and they go too. But the Word of God never comes and goes. The Word of God is here for us. Not going anywhere, right? The program 60 Minutes slammed by LGBTQs for airing detransitioners who regret transgender medicalization. In other words, these are trans people who had some medical procedures done, one type or another, to try to be a different gender. And LGBTQ activists are very upset about this and criticizing 60 Minutes. Detransitioners are those who once identified as transgender but now regret their decision to transition and have begun reintegrating with their biological sex, their birth sex, right? So, yeah, they don't want that out. Oh, they want to continue to dominate with their lies and deception that it's a great thing and, oh, how wonderful it is, and get more and more people to do that when it's destroyed many people's lives. And it continues to destroy people's lives. And they want out of it, a lot of them. Ecumenical Church House of One lays first stone. That's right. It's called the House of One. It's an ecumenical church in Berlin. It laid the first stone for a multi-faith worship center. That's right. I don't believe that this can exist, but, this is the last day, so foolishness like this goes on. But it'll be Muslims and Jews and Christians all worshiping under one roof. It's just another last day's deception, if you know what I mean. Yeah, this sort of thing, the ecumenical movement, yeah, all of that is another of Satan's plans, and he has many of them in operation right now, so don't be fooled by them. Be wise with the Word of God and the truth. Hold on to it. no matter what goes on in this wicked society that we live in. Remember, Jesus is coming. We're living in the last day. And a lot of these things have already been predicted in the Word of God. There'll be so much Antichrist going on. There are many Antichrists in the world, the Bible says. There'll be so much Antichrist stuff going on that you got to be aware of these things and be on guard and not be deceived. Amen. And we're helping you not to be deceived at this program. So thank you again for tuning in today on this holiday weekend, this Memorial Day weekend. And we just bless the veterans here today and ask God to bless each one of you and minister to you and encourage you and strengthen you for serving the country. And Father, we come to you and ask you in Jesus' name that you bless the broadcast tonight. Speak by the power of your Spirit. We just cover the room that I'm ministering in, out of. And Lord, we cover the equipment. We cover the Blog Talk Radio, the part that I'm using to get the word out, Father. And we just cover the program with the blood of Jesus and leave the angels of the Lord to take care of things. And we just give you the glory, Father, in Jesus' name. And I ask you to bless the listeners tonight. Every listener that listens both now live and those who listen later, which appear to be the majority. But, Lord, we just thank you for every live listener, too. That's important that we have some live listeners. And so I thank God for them. And thank God for those who listen later. And thank God for this program. And I ask you to continue to bless it and lead it and guide it, Father, and the way you want it to go, Father. And thank you for setting people free. Thanks for the power of the Holy Spirit. Thank you for breakthroughs, spiritual breakthroughs in our lives where we can gain ground and take it back from the enemy where he's stolen from us, Lord. We thank you that if the thief be found, he shall restore a hundredfold, Lord. We know that it'll be restored. And we just rebuke the devil right now for stealing from each one of us in the name of Jesus. And we thank you that we get back what he was stolen from us. And Lord, we are going to possess this land and everywhere the soles of our feet shall tread. We take it in the name of Jesus. And we claim it for the kingdom of God and for salvation for people to get saved. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We give you the glory for the time that we have together tonight. And just ask you to minister to the people and their families, Father. If their families are not walking with Jesus, we pray they will be walking with Jesus. Before you come back, Father, we pray for the salvation. We pray for, Lord, an awakening. Father, a great awakening of people in this country, that they will awaken to the truth, Father, and awaken that they have been believing the lies of Satan for too long, and it's time for them to come out of darkness into your marvelous light, Father. And we praise you, Father, in Jesus' name for that. We give you the glory and praise and honor today. And thank you, Lord, that you are the great God. There is no other God before you. And you are the one and only true God. There are many that call themselves God, but you're the one and only true God. And we worship you tonight. We worship you, honor you, and glorify your name in Jesus' name tonight. Everybody say amen in Jesus' name. All right. Hallelujah. We're going to get into the Word of God tonight, the impartation of life or death. That's the title. The impartation of life or death. What would you have imparted to you? Well, I hope you choose life, right? Well, where are your eyes today? See, the battlefield, so much of the time is in your mind. Or the devil will have a part or, you know, much of it, see? It's either you or Jesus control the mind, or the devil has a part or much of the mind. So what's going on in your mind today? But if you're not guarding your mind, you've already given him place. That's right. And the Bible says, give no place to the devil. And you say, well, I haven't given him any. But if you're not guarding your mind, again, you've already given him place. He's got strongholds. And you may or may not even know you have strongholds. And a lot of people don't know their strongholds. They're not aware that they have strongholds. They don't understand the way the enemy works. And the Bible commands us to be not ignorant of Satan's devices. But the enemy is stronger than you and I alone. You know that, right? Without Jesus, he's stronger than us. So we need to fall upon a Jesus of grace and truth. We need to trust in him with all of our hearts. one who is stronger than us. And here's our deliverance and warfare scripture, an important one for tonight. Let's go over to 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12, as we start out this message tonight. 2 Chronicles 20, verse 12. And this is indeed a warfare scripture here. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against the great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. Excuse me, that's where our eyes need to be, isn't it? That's for our warfare in the midst of the battle. Our eyes need to be upon Jesus as we go to war against these devils that have tried to overtake our lives and mess with us. Hey, there's a great company coming against us, much greater than us, okay? The world, the flesh, and the devil. Hey, big company, deceptive company, tricking company. But, hey, our God is for us. Who could be against us, right? In fact, we know the enemy is coming down with great wrath. And the fact is, we don't know what to do sometimes. Many situations that we face in life, we don't have a clue what to do. I mean, we've exhausted our resources and our ideas and our plans have come to nothing. That's why we got to trust in the Lord with all of our heart and lean not on our own plans, our own understanding about things. See? On our own, we're in trouble, folks. And, yeah, we're exhausted, too. I mean, he's trying to wear out the saints, see? But what did they do? They said, our eyes are on you. But our eyes are on you, Jesus. Our eyes are on you, Father. Hey, let's look unto the Lord, from whence cometh our help. Our help comes from the Lord. Amen. We need to confess that tonight. Just say, my help comes from the Lord. And yes, it's a great company. Satan has a great company on his side. And so much is coming at us. And sometimes it seems overwhelming at times. Yeah, we got a big battle going on. And we don't know what to do sometimes. But there's a but here. But our eyes are on you, Jesus. My help is about to come to me strongly upon me now in Jesus' name. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Come. And when we humble ourselves and look to him, trusting in him with all of our heart, hey, he is about to blast into our situation with deliverance and glory and the power and the word is going to manifest in our lives. And that we're going to overcome until the end through him, because that's what the word of God says. That we're going to overcome. We are the end time overcomer. He's going to give us solutions that we knew not. He's going to bring us truth that we were forgotten or we just didn't apply it. He's going to bring it to us and put it into action. Amen. We got to put the word into action in our lives. We can't just let it be something we just hear and do nothing with. It's got to become active in our lives. Amen. 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 And we know that true. So, there's a great company against us. But our eyes are on him. Our eyes are on him today. And that means we'll be in battle until the day that he comes or we graduate, whichever comes first. So, what do we need? We need the kingdom of God to show up in power and great glory. We need Jesus to show up and remove the enemy's grip on our lives, on our circumstances, on our situations, on our health, on our finances, on our body, on our mind, on our marriages, on our job, on our situation, all of these things. We need Jesus to show up. Amen. The kingdom of God in power and glory. Amen. Matthew 12:28. And the kingdom of God. Look what it says here. Matthew 12:28. But if I cast out devils by the Spirit of God, then the kingdom of God is come unto you. Amen? So casting out devils out of situations, circumstances, people, and places, that all indicates that the kingdom of God has come. And we want the kingdom of God to come, don't we? We want the kingdom of God to manifest. And this is one way we know the kingdom has showed up. And devils are cast out of situations and people and circumstances and us. And look, there are devils in everything, and devils behind every doorknob. And we need the kingdom of God to show up strong. So let's look to him. Let's use the power and authority in holy boldness today. You know, I want you to remember something important so you remember how dependent we must become on Jesus. Because, listen, we need to be totally, totally dependent on Jesus today. Go to 1 Thessalonians and let's read it, 5:23-24. 1 Thessalonians 5:23-24. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly, and I pray God your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. Faithful is he that calleth you, who will do it. Amen. He's going to do it, it says. Who's going to do it in us? You and I going to do it? Is that what it said? Isn't it? No. Faithful is he, Jesus, who will do it. And God said the one who called you is faithful, and he will do it. He will deliver you. He will change you. He will keep you. He will set you apart unto himself. He is our keeper. Amen? And he's going to keep you, but have you put yourself in his holy hand? Are you in his holy hand today? Amen? You need to put yourself in his hand. Trust that you're there. Believe that you're there. Expect that you're there. Amen? Don't battle. I mean, don't let that spirit of unbelief have dominance in your life. Yeah, we've all got the measure of faith. And you can have faith and unbelief at the same time. See, that's what people don't sometimes realize. They're always praying for their faith to be strong and have more faith and all of that. But no, what you don't realize, you may have more faith, but the unbelief is there, then you've got a problem, see. And unbelief can be there when there's faith there, and unbelief is what keeps people from getting their faith, what they believe for, see. Because unbelief is a separate entity here that, you know, can cause problems in your life. And so you want to resist that thing and not give place to it and go declare war on unbelief and let your faith just continue to receive. Because it says faith is a grain of mustard seed, right? That's all you need to move mountains. Amen. Amen. So look up. It says, look, your redemption draweth nigh. They looked unto him and were lightened, the word says, and they were not ashamed. You know, God wants to lighten us up because we're carrying too much load here. We don't need to be full of a heavy load. Also, he wants to lighten up our view of things so we can see clearly. Because our view is sometimes viewing through a bunch of devils, and they don't want you to see truth. They want you to see bondage. They want you to see them and their control over you, even though not to see them personally, because they like to keep you in the dark about their presence. Hey, but when you get delivered, you are lightened, right? Yeah, that's true, too. You feel lighter. So give up to Jesus and quit looking at your impossible circumstances and quit being snared so easily. Where are your eyes today? Where you got them? Your situation is not hopeless. I'm telling you, folks. You might feel hopeless right now, but I'm telling you, your situation is not hopeless. It's not. Oh, yeah. But where your eyes is going to determine a lot of things. They said, remember the scripture, they said, the eyes are on you, Lord. So your situation is not over. Your demons are, and besetting sins are not bigger than Jesus. You will be delivered if you pursue deliverance. If you pursue the children's bread, you will be delivered. You will be set free. Just have faith and go to war. Go to war to win, not to lose. Don't go with the mentality of unbelief. Those demons have prevailed this long, they're going to keep prevailing. That's wrong, wrong, wrong. And you're not getting anywhere. We quit letting the world's influences have such easy and strong places within you. Resist the demonic, and they will flee. Cast them out, and they will go. I'm going to ask you a question. What are you waiting for? Do you like being snared by the enemy? Do you like being trapped and having your mind polluted by devils? Do you enjoy that? I'll tell you, there's nothing fun about it, folks. And nothing fun about it. It's not something that we enjoy being a part of, is it? Huh? Come on. Come on, folks. Listen, we are in the war of our lifetime. We need to recognize where we're at. The battlefield of the mind. The battlefield of the mind. And you're dealing with these things in your mind, and you've got to be an overcomer over these things that are in your mind. The strongholds are in the mind. And I remember the old song, the Bible. Yes, that's the book for me. I stand alone on the Word of God, the Bible. Was that your song today? Man, if you're going to be an overcomer, it ought to be. It better be if you want to make it in today's present culture, in today's society of which we live in. Oh, yeah. You want to make it today and tomorrow. Jesus is coming, folks. Are we mentally prepped for it? Are we mentally prepared for it? Are we spiritually prepared for it? We should be, because we know that this world is not our home. I know we act like it's our home sometimes. We act like we're going to be here forever, but we are sojourners, pilgrims, and passers through. That's right. We're just passing through. Listen, a new covenant Christian life today must be based on knowing a very special foundational truth. What is that foundational truth that's going to get you through things? I'm telling you what it is, that you are righteous. That's right. You are righteous. Right now, you're righteous. And now you're going to be righteous someday. You are righteous right now. That's what the Word of God declares over you. Let's read 1 Timothy 1:9-10. 1:9-10. Knowing this, that the law is not made for a righteous man, but for the lawless and disobedient, for the ungodly, for sinners, for unholy and profane, for murderers of fathers and murderers of mothers, for manslayers, for whoremongers, for them that defile themselves with mankind, for men stealers, for liars, for perjured persons, if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine. Okay, so notice it's not made for the righteous man. Are you a righteous man or woman? It's not made for you. That is made for sinners. Notice it says for sinners. I'm not a sinner. I'm a saint. See? So it does not apply to me. It applies to the sinners. It applies to these people that we just listed here, people that are that way, that's the way they are. So are you righteous? Then the law is not any longer for you. You cannot walk in the full blessings of God and walk under the law. Can't do that. Okay? It is a contradiction. The law is for sinners. It's the law of sin and death. To bring conviction of sin and condemnation, it condemns one. The Bible says it's the ministration of death. It condemns a person to death. If they don't come to Jesus, they're condemned to death. Now, you might not be very holy yet, but you are righteous, okay? And really, where does your holiness come from? Only God can truly make us holy. But yeah, your soul might not be acting real holy. Your soul may be all messed up right now, but you are righteous according to the Word of God. You're righteous. And that's what the Word says. We got to believe the Word. For Romans 5:17, for by one man's offense, death reigned by one, much more they which receive abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Christ Jesus. See, we're reigning much more. Much more than you could ever reign under the law. You didn't reign under the law. Well, you couldn't reign under the law. Not really. But you reign in righteousness. And you can reign under righteousness, folks. See, God wants us to know that he has imparted righteousness to us. It is his gift. Look at verse 18 and 19. It says, therefore, as by the offense of one judgment, judgment came upon all men to condemnation. Even so, by the righteousness of one, the free gift came upon all men unto justification of life. For as by one man's disobedience many were made sinners, so by the obedience of one shall many be made righteous. And I'm one of those. Amen. And you are too. You believe Jesus. You believe his word. Amen. Listen. Psalm 23, what does that say? Do you remember that scripture? We better go read that, because this is true for us. Even as a New Testament believer, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Amen? So that's what he said. We could go and read the whole thing because it's powerful. But notice what he said. I want you to look at two important points here. He leadeth me beside the still waters. Notice it didn't say he leadeth me beside the raging, troubled, flooded, turbulent, upset waters. The Bible said the flood will not overflow us. Listen, flood may overcome the world, but they're not going to overcome us. Amen? And listen, if your life is being tossed about by boisterous waves and by strong winds and turbulent water, you are not being led by Jesus, by the Holy Spirit. Why? Because he said he leads you beside the still waters. He leads you into a place of perfect peace that passes understanding. Yeah, so if you're being led into those other things, then you know somebody else is leading you into those things. The devil is at work. Demons are at work. Fallen angels are at work, see? Because he said he leads you by the still waters. And yeah, if you find yourself in the shadow of death, he will lead you through the shadow of death. Hey, amen? Yea, though I walk. Notice it says, I walk through the shadow of death. He did say God was walking you through there, but he says, yea, though I walk through the valley of shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me, and thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Amen. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. It's the truth. The truth. Listen, if your life is being tossed about by those boisterous waves, those strong winds, and turbulent water, again, you're not being led by him. Because what did he say he would do? He leads you into the place of peace that passes understanding, right? Does this mean that life is perfect? No, it doesn't mean that. But it does mean that it's peaceful. He has peace for his people, a peace that passes understanding. It says he leads you. Maybe the reason the storm is howling in your life is because you are not following him. You're following your own flesh. You're following somebody else. You're following a demon sometimes. You're just doing things that other people are doing. You're not following the Holy Spirit sometimes. Many times in order to follow, our soul must be dealt with. In order to follow the shepherd, hey, our soul is going to have to be dealt with. Thus it says what? He restores my soul. He restores my soul. Notice it doesn't say he restores my life. It doesn't say he restores my spirit or my feet. No, he says he restores our soul. Your soul is your mind, will, and emotions, right? Your personality. And the biggest obstacle to our spiritual growth in the Lord is people's soul. In our soul, there is stubbornness, rebellion, there's anger, there's bitterness. A whole bunch of devils in the soul because the flesh is in the soul. It's full of demons and lustful, and devious, controlling, and treacherous. And the soul is unsaved for the most part, right? Because it's our spirit that's saved, not our soul. But the Bible tells us how to save the soul, and we're going to look at that again. I've told you once before, but I'm going to tell you again. But people cry, they whine, they get angry, they grumble, they have pity parties. They manipulate other people. They have power plays, and they're prideful. They're arrogant. In other words, an unsaved soul, what's it going to do? It's going to mess you up. And it's going to mess up other people that it comes in contact with. It's just going to go around making messes because that's what the soul does. Right? If it isn't saved, well, how do we save our soul? Well, it tells you in James 1:21. What is James 1:21? Let's look. And wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness and receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your soul. See? The engrafted word. Receive it with meekness. Receive it with meekness. Don't act so arrogant that you think you know it all, that you think you know everything. You don't. I don't. But Jesus does, and the engrafted word, we need to let it be engrafted into us, folks. And the word is what is used to save your soul. Your spirit is saved by the Holy Spirit. He came and lived in you. When you believed on the Lord, confessing Jesus as God and your Lord as Savior, Jesus came in by the Holy Spirit and lives in your spirit, but your soul we're talking about, the mind, will, and the emotions. Amen. Your spirit's already saved. Now, also notice it didn't say it would. Because I know a lot of Christians of whom it hasn't, right? It didn't say that it would save your soul because you've got to receive it for it to work. Receive it with meekness. I know a whole lot of Christians that let their soul dictate to them how they live their life. Okay? Because they haven't got to receive the word with meekness. They haven't taken it in. They haven't let it save their soul to straight things up in the soul. That's why we need to be continually putting the word in our soul. and receive it, re-engraft it. Let it be grafted into our soul. Amen. So the Word is what is used to save your soul. And the Holy Spirit is in your spirit. But notice also it didn't say it would, because there's a whole lot of people that are not. They're not walking right. Okay? A lot of Christians whom it hasn't. But it is able to. Just because something's able to doesn't mean it's going to happen. Remember, Jesus is talking to the saved, the righteous people here. So we're not talking about salvation, which is the saving of your spirit. Okay? We're talking about the saving of your soul. And this does not mean born again. So what does it mean? It means God will change your personality, your mind, your emotions, your behavior. He will deliver your soul from demon infestation. You see, there are a lot of Christians who are new creatures in Christ, but they have never done anything about their soul. Their personalities are just like they were before they got saved almost. They lie, they cheat, they cuss, they argue, they get angry, they fuss with each other all the time, they have strife in their marriages, they act like little babies, throwing a pout, a temper tantrum, and they drink too much, they smoke weed, smoke cigarettes, they haven't cleaned up, let the temple be cleaned up, and hey, they're still just doing the same old habit they did before they were saved. You have to put them on, right? That's right. You have to pat them on their head, their little head, and walk lightly with them to get their little feelings hurt. And it's because their souls are not yet saved. See? The souls are not yet. Listen, the renewing of the Word renews the mind, the Bible says. And it saves our soul. Another place where it says the Word of God renews the mind. See, we need to use that Word, folks. We need to receive it with meekness and let it change, you know, many of the ways that we are. You know, we don't have to be that way. If we let the Word do its work, it will do a work in us. Amen? Amen, it will. Okay? Hey, the plan of God for us is to bring our minds in line with His mind so that we think like Jesus thinks. It's because the Bible says that we have the mind of Christ. Do you have the mind of Christ? I have the mind of Christ. Are you declaring over yourself that you have the mind of Christ? You should be. You can declare it often. For the Bible says, you have the mind of Christ. So we can think like He thinks. The mind of Christ. The only way that can happen, though, is through the engrafted Word, which God will use to save our soul. And if we start thinking from our spirit more, amen, because the Holy Spirit is there in our spirit today and wants to speak to us and cause us to walk in the upright way that He would cause us to walk. So you need to know to win the victory over demons, that in the establishment of the New Testament early church, Paul taught the message of Jesus in us everywhere he went. And we need to understand Jesus in us right now if we're going to have the victory over these things. And yet soon after the early apostle died, the church fell into apostasy and religion. Remember, he said, I know that after I'm gone, heresies will come in among you, right? The Catholic religious system was born. Satan moved in to destroy and to kill the fledgling early church, to corrupt it, to steal the life out of it. Oh, yeah, and God has since then been calling people to come to an understanding that He is not just a God way up there in another dimension or planet somewhere to worship as the pagans experience their God. No, God reveals to those of us who receive that they themselves are a vessel or a container that God will live in and fill. Are you that container tonight? Will you let Him fill you? Will you let Him live to the fullest in your life? Amen. See, this is important here if we're going to walk this way and see ourselves change and our souls fade and all these things that we've talked about so far happen. Ephesians 2:22, and hath put all things under His feet and gave Him to be head over all things to the church. This is one of the greatest revelations you could ever embrace. But you're going to have to You know, you need not, you must not just embrace it in words, as so many have done, okay, and give lip service to it. No. You need to embrace it as your present reality. Just say, this is my present reality. See, this is my present reality. Okay? It must become a part of our daily conscious living. We need to develop a conscious awareness of God in us, a God consciousness. Are you conscious of Jesus? Are you conscious of the Holy Spirit? Are you conscious that your mind is being renewed, that your soul is being saved by the Word? Are you conscious that Jesus has sealed your spirit with the guarantee of the Holy Spirit living in you today? What does that mean, a God consciousness? Just that you know who you are. You are, you know, I'm John. You're Susie, you're Gary, you're Vicky, or who are you? You know, I'm John. I have a human personality that has developed since I've been born. And that human personality cannot consistently live a godly life. See, I cannot possibly do all that Jesus has called me to do. It's impossible from that human personality. That human personality, the flesh, may even be hostile toward God at times. See, we have to come to the recognition that parts of us may be hostile toward God at times and recognize that there's a part of us that, that is at enmity with God. The Bible says the flesh is at enmity with God. Right? So, what does that mean? Well, the consciousness we have of ourselves, our weaknesses, our ungodly habits, our ungodly sins, this consciousness will try to keep us separated from God in us. Because, see, also, you know, even though the flesh is a part of us, it's not a part of our spirit. And our spirit is where God is dwelling. And so there are parts of us, not a part of our spirit, but there are parts of us that want to separate us and keep us separated from God if they can get away with it. But we're not going to let them get away with it, are we? See, we need to live from the life of God that is in our spirit, which is our true identity now that we're born again in Christ Jesus, child of God today. And see, when we seek to be God conscious, knowing that he's in us, then we can be caught up into an ever-present awareness of the Spirit of God dwelling in us. And we need to be ever aware that the Spirit of the living God is dwelling in us. Are you? If not, you need to be. You need to let yourself become aware that the Spirit of God is living in you daily, all the time. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. Yeah, the Bible says we can grieve the Holy Spirit, but listen, he's not leaving just because you grieved him, because he told us he'd never leave us nor forsake us. So that old personality will be changed, and the real you, which is joined to Christ, will begin to come alive in you, and that's what we want to see take place, see? Ephesians 1:13, in whom also you trusted after that you heard the word of truth. Isn't that what happened? You trusted in him. You trusted in him after you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also after you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. See, there was a guarantee. God placed the Holy Spirit of promise in you, which is the earnest of our inheritance, until the redemption of the purchased possession unto the praise of his glory. We are the purchased possession. We are the purchased possession of God. And he's put the earnest of our inheritance within us, the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Jesus. That's Ephesians 1:13 and 14. We have a guarantee of this reality in us right now. Thank you, Jesus. Do you see that? Do you see that you have that guarantee today, right now? Do you see who you really are? See, you've got to start identifying the true identity of you as a person, as a believer in Jesus. And because of this indwelling reality, we have the power to be different and live differently. Because it's the same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead that changes us and molds us and makes us. That same Spirit will quicken our mortal body, the Bible says. To be changed from glory to glory as we look upon him, not ourselves, but we're looking upon Jesus And the Spirit of God is changing us from glory to glory. And too many of the people of God spend more time looking at themselves, looking at themselves in the mirror, than they do looking at Jesus. No wonder the old nature still proliferates and rules in the Christian's lives today, because you've been ruled by self-consciousness instead of a God consciousness for too long. And it's kind of hard to transist from being, when you get born again, to transist from the point A of being ruled by a self-consciousness to point B of being ruled by, or we should say point Z, because it's the other end of the spectrum altogether, of being ruled by the Spirit. Amen? Instead of self, a God consciousness, instead of that self-consciousness that you always had until you got saved. And many people as Christians still have it, still let that be their primary source that they focus on, is their self-consciousness. See? But that's not what God called us to. See, as long as you're self-ruled, you'll cater to and serve the self and the flesh and whatever the flesh wants, whatever self wants. But when God is allowed to rise up in you, self will be defeated as a ruler, as your ruler, because there can only be one on the throne of your life. We got to put Jesus on the throne and keep him on the throne, because the flesh is attempting to have a coup against him all the time. They want to move. Yeah, that self-consciousness wants to take over, that self-life, that self-rule, that self-domination, that self-preservation, that self, all those selves want to take over and remove Jesus from the throne of your life through the Holy Spirit. So this is war. Who's it going to be? Self or God? See, God is wanting to make us into the perfect or spiritually mature person who is the image and statue of Jesus Christ. He wants to make us like him, Ephesians 4:13. It says, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, that means a mature man, under the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. That we be no more children tossed to and fro. See, that's what so many Christians are. They're being tossed to and fro. Verse 14. They're just being tossed to and fro because they're just little children in their faith. They're just tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sway of men and the cunning craftiness whereby they lay in wait to deceive. See? But no, speaking the truth in love, we grow up into him in all things, which is the head, Jesus Christ. See? That's what's supposed to be going on. We're supposed to be growing up. We're not to be like little children tossed to and fro by every wind of doctrine, by every little thing that comes along. And we don't have to die to our carnal way of thinking and start thinking spiritually, start talking spiritual even. Oh, yeah, you can talk spiritual life too. You don't have to just think it. You speak it. Amen. We must give up our thinking that we're just a human, alienated, separated from God being because of all our faults and failures. That's a lie. A lie of the devil. You know what I'm talking about, Frank. How many times have you believed a lie? Probably more times than you can count, huh? Come on. We believe a lot of lies, haven't we, in our lifetime? And we need to quit doing that. We need to embrace truth now. This time, because Jesus said, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. See, the devil's a liar, and the demons that attacked us are still lying to us. And how many times do we buy into that? Well, we need to quit it. We need not buy into the lies anymore, but buy only into the truth. Reject the lies. Love the truth. We are lovers of truth. I am a lover of truth. Are you a lover of truth? Amen. So you're not just a mere human, alienated and separated from God, because you have all that's wrong with you, all these faults, all these failures, all this junk in your life. No, God paid the price for our faults and our failures, and that is what he is looking at. You're not looking at all that's wrong with you. Man, he took care of that in Christ Jesus, even though you still see it. He's not looking at that. He looks at you, sees the blood of Jesus. He sees a new creature in Christ. He sees a born-again spirit. He sees a child of the Father, a child of God. He's not looking at all that you're looking at. But you're looking at the wrong thing. You're looking at things that are temporal, that are fleshly, devilish, that what the demons have done in your life and what the present circumstances and situation. But you need to look at that you are the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. You remember, you're the righteous. We talked about that at the beginning. You got to remember you're righteous. You got to know that you know who you are. You are righteous. Okay? And you're sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise. And God paid the price for your faults and failures. Amen. He's taking care of all that in Christ and is changing you from glory to glory. The junk is not his focus, but the glory is his focus. Amen. You got to remember that. You're looking at the junk. He's looking at the glory that shall be you, you know, that's coming forth, you know, the new man in Christ Jesus. That's what he's looking at. If you're looking at the wrong thing, no wonder you beat down all the time. You're dwelling on the falseness of the previous life, the things that you carried over and still are entertaining now. You know, I believe we eventually can walk as Jesus walked 2,000 years ago. I mean, how could Jesus do what he did when he lived in a human body and he came as a man? How could he overrule nature? How could he heal the sick, raise the dead, defeat Satan? Because he knew who he was and where he came from. Do you know where you came from? You came from above. You were born from above. And remember, Jesus told Nicodemus, you must be born again. Well, how did you get born? You get born again from above. You get born again from the Spirit of God. As you believe in Jesus and confess him as your Lord and Savior and turn from the sins, repent for him. So, yeah, we can walk because he knew who he was and where he came from. We need to know the same thing. We need to know who we are. We need to know where we came from. Yeah, we came right out of God. He birthed us. He created us with a new creation. And Jesus knew he was one with the Father. And the Bible says he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit. See, we are joined to the Lord. We're one spirit. He knew the divine life of the Father flowing through his being, and the same is true for us. The divine life of God is flowing through our being today. In our spirit, that's where he is. He doesn't live in the body and the soul. He doesn't live in that which is not perfected, but he lives in our spirit, and it is perfected. Remember, it says in 1 John that your spirit, it cannot sin because it's where the seat of God is, as in the spirit. So where the seat of God is, it cannot, because the seat of God is there. God doesn't live with sin. So our spirit is as righteous as it's ever going to be. So we're as righteous as we're ever going to be. But you're using your flesh or your soul to be the determination of your righteousness. And that's not the determination of your righteousness. Your spirit is the determination of your righteousness. What happened in your spirit, see? You have to remember that. John 10:30, it says in John 10:30, it says, my Father, which gave them me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. And then he said, I and my Father are one, and then they tried to stone him at that point. But that's the truth, because he and the Father were one, and you and the Lord is one too, because he that is joined to the Lord is one spirit, so we are one spirit with God. And I mean, there's some religious people would stone you for that today if they could. They criticize you. They criticize you. But see, the divine life flows in our being just like it did in Jesus' being. We're not Jesus, of course. But we have God in us, just like Jesus. He was God, and he had God in him. Right? The Holy Spirit came and rested upon him, right? So here's a wonderful truth. This that Jesus was aware of, and he confessed it. So we, too, can come to know with confidence the divine life of God that dwells in us and makes us one with the Father as well. We can know this and walk in this as a confident Christian, man. The Bible says, greater works than these shall you do, because I go to my Father which is in heaven. Well, how many believers do you see going around doing greater work? I don't see enough of them. We see it occasionally, see? There need to be much more. Much more. See, that's because we're dealing with this unbelief, see? We may have faith, But the faith is not able to work because of the unbelief. The faith is hindered by the unbelief that's there. See, just because you have unbelief in you doesn't mean you don't have faith in you. But see, when you have unbelief there, it tries to block your faith, to stop your faith from working. And we need to declare war on unbelief so that our faith would not be hindered, that it will not be held back. Amen. Because it don't take much faith. See, it doesn't take much faith to get you to move a mountain, the Bible says. So it just said it mustard seed faith to move a mountain. So what's wrong? We all been dealt a measure of faith, and then faith coming by hearing and hearing by the word of God. Why aren't we moving these mountains in our life? In the lives of our loved one? Why? Because there's unbelief, see. And see, that's what a man, he said, I believe. Remember, he said, I believe, but Lord, help my unbelief. Because there was that unbelief that was activated, that was raising up its head and preventing his faith, his believing from working. See? You understand that? There's much more to this than people that meet the eye. And we got to try to understand this by the Spirit of God. See, there's revelation there. Okay? Remember, Jesus was aware. He confessed it. So we, too, have the confidence to confess the truth that the divine life of God, we are one with the Lord. We are one spirit with God. We have the divine life in us. And they would say, oh, that's so heretical. No, it's not heretical at all. Hey, the Holy Spirit is the guarantee of a divine life being in you. He is the head. We're the body. Is your body one with your head? Well, I sure hope so. If not, we got some problems there. If your body isn't one with your head, then how is your head even working? Right? How is your body even working without the head? The body don't work without the body. How's the head going to work? We connected. And when his disciples came to Jesus, they said, hey, send the multitudes away because they have nothing to eat. Jesus said, hey, wait a minute. You give them something to eat. What? You feed them. Why could they not do it? Why can't we? Because we're self-conscious. See? I think self-consciousness works with unbelief greatly. We're fully aware of who we are self-consciously rather than spiritually. See, we're more aware of the self-consciousness of ourselves and who we are that way than we are of the spiritual reality of who we really are. See, because who we are spiritually is our true identity, folks. Not that, hey, flesh and blood will not inherit the kingdom of God. Right? And the kingdom of God is within us. Where is it? It's in our spirit. It's not in the flesh and blood. It's not in the soulish realm, it's in the spirit realm. Amen. Amen. So why can't we? Well, because we're self-conscious. We're full of self. We're fully aware of self. And we're not fully aware of spirit and what that means. See, this natural person who you think you are can't curse a disease and see it disappear. It can't raise the dead. It can't get money out of a fish's mouth. It can't pay your taxes. Why can't it? Well, why not? Because the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit, for they are spiritually discerned, the Bible says in Corinthians. The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit. What are the things of the Spirit? The things of the Spirit are everything that's given to us out of God's spirit realm, because God is a spirit. They that worship him must worship him in spirit and truth. So everything that is our true reality comes out of the Spirit and will manifest into the physical when we can receive it spiritually and believe it spiritually. See, faith is in our, we believe where in our spirit, we believe in our heart, our spirit, and then we receive it, see, there, and then it becomes a physical reality as well, but it was born out of the spirit, it came out of the spirit, because God is a spirit, right? Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, see, comes out of the spirit realm, out of the realm of God. You get that, my friend? Hey, there's some powerful truth there, right there, right there. Amen. Oh, yeah. Because the natural man receives not the things of the spirit, for they are spiritually discerned. Faith reaches into the spiritual realm. Unbelief blocks you from getting into that realm, see. And if you have 5 loaves and 2 fishes, we can't possibly feed 5,000, we think. And yet if Jesus were here, we know he could do it. Why? Well, because he was fully aware that he was one with God. Wait a minute here. See, he had a God consciousness because he was one with God. And instead of a self-consciousness. You see that? You see the trouble that self-consciousness can cause us? You see the self-awareness that, oh, I'm such a rat. I'm such a bitch. How could God love me today? I can't ever do anything right. I can't ever get anything right, man. I'm just always messing things up. I'm just always being a mess and always getting sick, getting in trouble. Don't have enough money. Don't have this. Don't have that. Can't do this. Can't do that. That, oh, self is so aware of self. All the self little handicaps of self. But is that what I'm talking about? Hey, we're not talking about living out of self, friends, brothers and sisters. We're talking about living out of the Spirit. We're talking about living out of the place of God, the place of the kingdom of God within us. We're talking about where we can receive from heaven, heaven's bounties upon our lives. Yea, the promises of God. Or yes and amen in the Spirit. But you've got to take them in the Spirit and then get them into the natural, see, because you receive them in the Spirit. You receive them by faith in the Spirit. You didn't let the unbelief get in there. The unbelief is a grabbing thing. Amen. You've got to guard against that. Got to guard. Got to be on guard. We need to have a God consciousness instead of a self consciousness. Go to 1 John 4:2-3. 1 John 4:2-3. It says, hereby know ye the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesseth that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is of God. And every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is that spirit of Antichrist, whereby ye have heard, whereof ye have heard, that it should come, and even now already is it in the world. Already. So many do not understand the scriptures. And yes, it, as so many scriptures, have a dual meaning, but yes, this is how we can detect the spirit of Antichrist. But there's more to it than that. God today is still being manifested in the flesh. And religious people who refuse to accept this truth are yielding to Antichrist spirits, right? Because God manifests through us when we bring forth the Spirit of God up out of our spirit and manifest the kingdom of God and manifest the bounties of heaven. And some people just can't accept that, see? They said signs and wonders passed away with the days of the last apostle. God doesn't do that stuff anymore. Deliverance, that was just for the disciples, the apostles. That's not something. Christians don't have demons today. Right, okay. You're being ruled by self here and your self-concept of how God works instead of the Word and what the Word declares to be the truth. Okay, we got to declare war on self. See, self cannot be the ruler. Self will tell you, you don't have any demons. Well, you just have some habits or things, but you can fix that. Just get a self-help book. Oh, a self-help book. Is that what the Bible is? Is the Bible a self-help book? Absolutely not. It's about crucifying the self and dying. Paul said, I die daily. I'm not going to let myself rule me. He said, I bring my body under subjection lest I become a castaway. Huh? See, they don't understand the scripture. He's manifesting himself through his people. Religious people who refuse to accept this truth are yielding to Antichrist spirits, right? Oh, God didn't do that today. Oh, yeah, that's Antichrist. That's against Christ. That's against the Spirit. Oh, no Christians have demons. That's Antichrist. No, you don't. I don't have any demons. That's Antichrist manifesting. You see that? It's already here, see? It's not just one Antichrist. There's many Antichrists. You can have it. We've cast many Antichrist spirits out of Christians, okay? Yeah, that's something for you to think about, okay? People are yielding to that. Oh, all that Jesus was doing out there, healing blind men, healing this, healing that, walking about, casting out devils, doing all this stuff that he did. Oh, no, we're doing that. That's not right. And we just don't accept that. We're going to crucify you, Jesus, because you're a heretic. You're bad. You know, all the things they said. They said, you have a devil, and called him all kinds of things. Right. And he told them what they were. You're whitewashed sepulcher. He told them, you have your father, the devil. Antichrist is of the devil. See, it's not of God. They were antichrist. They were against him. Antichrist was there then, and he's there, still here now. Okay? And we declare against war against Antichrist. See, all that Jesus is and all that Jesus he accomplished, the victory over sin, the world, the flesh, the devil, is now deposited on the inside of you and I through the Holy Spirit. Oh, that's pretty strong, Pascal. Are you sure about that stuff? Yeah. Hey, it's in the Word. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure in earthen vessels. We have this treasure. What treasure? Christ in us. The resurrected life of Jesus is deposited on the inside of you and I. We are bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. We're a member of his body. Really? Ephesians 5. Let's read it. Ephesians 5. Go read with me if you got your Bible. 5 verse 30. It says, for we are members of his body. Huh? For we are members of his body, of his flesh, of his bones. For this cause shall a man leave his father and mother and shall be joined unto his wife, and they too shall be one flesh. This is a great mystery, but I speak concerning Christ and the church here. In other words, primarily I'm talking about Christ and the church. How we're bone of his bone. Oh my. And we leave the father, the devil, and we're joined unto Christ, and we are one. Like the Bible says, just like we become one flesh with our wives or husbands, then we become one spirit with Christ. There's a joining, and we are his body. We are his church. We're the sheep of his pastor, but we're also his anointed ones in the earth today. Oh, man. May this reality come alive and come home and more alive in you than that old self-consciousness, that this dominating force of self. How long have we allowed self to dominate, therefore keep those demons all attached to our flesh and our soul? Listen, I'm going to tell you something about this. Listen, emotions are not inhabited by the Spirit of God. But the Spirit of God, by the power of Jesus, we can bring those emotions under subjection. Because the Spirit lives in your spirit. The Holy Spirit does. He doesn't live in your soul, which includes the mind, the will, and the emotions. So those emotions, man, they could get all out of control. They can get all fleshly. They get all demonic. And it doesn't take long for people to step over into that realm of the emotions and being way out there. Missing God all over the place and manifesting self all over the place instead of the Spirit of God. You know what I'm talking about. You've done it. Come on. Well, then how can we see the miracles of God in the earth? How are we going to do that? Well, we shall speak to that mountain. It'll be cast into the sea. Why? Because we know we're joined to the divine. We are one with the Father, and nothing should be impossible to us. Huh? What Jesus could do, we could do. Right? He walked about dominated. He wasn't dominated by the devil. He dominated the devil. You got to understand that. Remember, the Spirit's the subject of us. Remember what it tells us about that. It said the Spirit's the subject of us. Well, some people can't handle this stuff. I mean, they just freak out. Their religious spirit gets all riled up. See? Oh, this is heresy. This can't be true. Me and God one. It says he that has joined the Lord is one spirit with God. See, you're one spirit with God. You are one. You and the Father are one. You are one spirit with Jesus. You joined the Lord. Doesn't that make you somebody? That you wasn't before, because you sure weren't going to God when you were back there living your life totally for yourself, totally unto the devil. You were of your father, the devil, before you got born again, whether you can admit that or not. A lot of people still have that pride. They don't want to admit that they were that bad, that messed up. But we all were. We were all in need of Jesus, every one of us. We were that bad. We were that messed up. Even if we had self-righteousness and thought we were religious and did all this good stuff, we thought we were still eating from the tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we weren't eating from the tree of life until we got born again, brother, sister. We did not eat of the tree of life. We were eating from the wrong tree. The good of the tree is just as wicked as the bad. It may look like you're doing godly stuff, but it's still the wrong tree, and God said don't eat of that tree, right? Amen. So the divine now abides in you and I, and we need to develop a greater awareness of God in us, amen, in your spirit, in our spirit, than the demon still attached to our flesh and in our soul. See, this is many people's mistake today. They dwell more on what's wrong still in them than what's right in them. And by doing that, they give place to the devil. Because they're glorifying the devil, really, because they're glorifying all the bad that he's done and still doing in their lives. And we need to give thanks for what God's doing in us. It says he's going to complete the work in us until the day of Jesus Christ. He's going to keep working on us until the day of Jesus Christ. But we're changing from glory to glory. How? Even as by the Spirit of the Lord, it says in 2 Corinthians, is done by the work is done by the Spirit of God. Hey, that's what we glory in. We don't glory in, hey, the old. You see that? This is people's mistake today. They're dwelling more on all the wrong in them, all the flesh stuff, all the demons still in them, instead of dwelling on what's right with them. Instead of dwelling on, hey, I'm a saint of God. I'm the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I could do all things through Christ who strengthened me. I'm a partaker of the Spirit of God. I'm calling things that are not as though they are, and they're coming into manifestation in the Spirit and into the physical as well. Once I get them in the spirit, I've got them in the physical. See? It takes time sometimes, but they're coming. They're manifesting. Huh? Jesus told us to look above. What did he tell you to look at? Did he tell you to look down? What does it say in Colossians 3? What did it tell you there? Colossians 3. It says, if you then be risen with him, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth at the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Hey, you got that? He didn't say look down on the things below. He said look above, because the Bible says you're seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus right now. Spiritually, that's you. You got a seat there in the heavenly. Huh? To keep our focus on things above. He said, look above, not to keep our focus on devils all the time below, the things below him, below the Father, because some focus more on the devils in them. Their bondage remains and holds them back continually because they're continually focusing on the devils in them and what the devils are doing. So their bondage remains. They can't get free because they're always focusing on their devils. God doesn't want you always focusing on your devil. He wants you focusing on the liberty, the freedom from your devil. When you're beginning to believe that you are delivered, see, you have to believe you're going to be delivered before you ever get delivered. You got to believe that delivered works, that it is the children's bread, and it is a promise to you, and it does work for you, and you will be delivered from those things. Oh, no, you get a bunch of delivered, then you go home. Oh, it's rising up. I just feel that. Oh, I feel this. Yeah, the demons are psyching you out. You're giving place to feelings rather than to faith and the Word of God, because the Word of God calls things that are not as though they are. It calls them, in other words, the truth. When it looks like it's not the truth, it calls it. It calls things the truth because they are the truth based on the Word of God. See? Oh, yeah. Their bondage remains and holds them back continually because they're focusing more on the devils than the truth. The fact that some people forget devils control people as much as they give a devil permission to control them. See, that's a fact. As much as you give place to a devil to control you, they're going to control you. And if you give no place to the devil, he's not going to control you. The Bible says give no place to the demon, no place to the devil, no place to the fallen angels. Don't give place to those weasels of darkness. Huh? Some people forget these things. This is why the word says it. Give no place. Do the demons have your emotions? Stop giving them permission to access and control your emotions. Huh? Don't give them place in your emotions. Why? Well, they're my emotions. I get upset easily. Well, why do you get upset easily? Could it be that you're letting self rule instead of the spirit rule? Remember, the Bible says if you walk in the spirit, you're not going to fulfill the lust of the flesh. The lust of the flesh is to let your emotions get out of control. You get all anxiety. You get all worried. You get all troubled. Your emotions are going wild. Oh, what if this happens? And what if that happens? And what am I going to do? And you're just going learning about things, see? Because your emotions are not checked. You're not walking in the spirit. You're walking in self. Oh, yes. Self-consciousness. Self-awareness. Problem awareness through self. Oh, my, look at the things happening. Look at, oh, the trouble in this world. Look at all my habits. I can never quit. Look at, you're so self-aware. What about spirit aware? I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I'm more than a conqueror through him that loves me. Huh? Wait a minute. See, we're not spiritually minded. We're not living from the mind of Christ. We're carnally minded. We are living from self, and self is not a good place to live from. Don't give them place in your emotions. Start immediately. Put up a stop sign to demons. Come on, put up stop signs all over the place to demons. No, I'm stopping. You're stopping right here. This is it. No more, devil. I'm not going to let you do that anymore. I'm not going to let you dominate that area. I'm not going to let you rule me that more. No. Start putting up those stop signs, spiritual stop signs. They have had such easy access to most Christians for all their lives. It's kind of hard to stop giving them that easy access, isn't it? We just pop in our emotions. Oh, I'm angry. You know, you blow up at something. Your emotions kick in. And you got no resistance there. I mean, self got offended. I'm offended. I'm offended at you. I'm going to blow up at you. I'm going to get even with you. You know, self is a nasty, nasty character. That's why we're told to live from the spirit, not from the flesh. Not from self. Not from the soul. Yeah, the flesh desires the lust of the flesh. You get angry. They won't get angry. They won't get mad. They want to have their way. They want to dominate. They want to control. They want to come on. Put up some stop signs. This easy access needs to stop. Start making it difficult for demons to have such a place in you any longer. Don't just let them have place all the time. The Bible says give no place. See, when are we going to get that in us? We can give no place to the devil. We can start giving no place to the devil. Does that mean I'll never sin again? No, it doesn't mean you never sin again. It just means that you're not going to give place to the devil. The Bible commands us to give no place to the devil. Listen, you've got the divine in you. You are carrying the divine. You have the ability to do more than you think you can. The Bible says that you can do all things through Christ. So there is something here that you are not doing that you can do through Christ. You can't do it on your own, but you can sure do it through Jesus. You can sure do it through that spiritual power that you are, that same spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwelling in you. Don't tell me you can't do it through Christ. Don't tell me it's not possible to be free. Don't tell me it's not possible to break free from these things. Now, yeah, you're going to have to deal with the flesh until Jesus comes to some degree. Okay, but don't tell me that you can not stop giving place to the devil. If the word says you can, you can. Huh? So is the word a liar? Did it lie? Did the word lie to it? Did Jesus lie? I don't think so. God is not a man that he should lie. He can't lie. Amen. So we got some realities here that we still need to walk in. And I know I've covered a lot tonight, but I mean, these are all areas that are important. If we're going to be the man or woman of God that God has called us to be and to walk that way, you know, and we got to determine who our keeper is in all situations and circumstances. It's Jesus. It's the peace of God will keep us. He will keep our minds in perfect peace if we keep them stayed on him. We need to let that mind, remember, be born. Be saved, that is. Not born again. Don't get born again. But it gets saved. The saving of the soul is through the word of God. We need to get that word in us and quit just thinking our emotions and our feelings about things are going to be the ruling factor in our life. No, no, no. That's not the ruling factor. And we need to allow the peace of God to rule in our lives, too. And we need to determine where our eyes are. We need to be on Jesus. Amen? We're strong in the Lord and the power of his might, not our might, his might. Remember? Spiritual might, spiritual power, spiritual anointing, spiritual fresh oil from heaven, spiritual strength, spiritual, hey, it comes out of the Spirit because God is a sin. We need to get in that Spirit place, we'll receive from the Spirit and bring them into manifestation in the physical realm where it's going to make a difference here in this life too, not just in the Spirit realm. It will make a difference in this life. Jesus did that. He said, I only do what I see my Father doing. So he saw in the Spirit. He saw because God is a Spirit, Father is a Spirit. So he saw that stuff and he just brought it out of the Spirit into the natural. That's what Jesus did. What does it say in Luke 4:18. Let's just read that as our last scripture today. I got to close now because we're out of time for this segment of the program. So let me just read it to you. Luke 4:18. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor and has sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, and to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. See, where'd that all come from? He said, I only do what I see my Father did. It all came out of the Spirit. It all came from the Spirit realm, see? And see, what we have, we need to learn to access. Amen? What you have right now, you need to learn to access it. You need to learn to live more spiritually and become spiritually aware and spiritually attuned to your spirit who's dwelling there. The divine life in there carries everything you need. Hey, to be an overcomer, you just got to let that self life not have the dominance in your life and become spiritual, have a spiritual sensitivity that can connect you into the divine realm that you are connected to spiritually. The kingdom of God is within you. And what kind of kingdom is it? It's a spiritual kingdom because God is a spirit. Woo! Hallelujah! Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father, for the good news of the kingdom of God, the good news of the gospel, the good news that you give to your children who have a ready heart to receive. And Lord, we just receive it right now in Jesus' name. And we just believe it right now. And Lord, we're going to walk that way right now. By the power of your Spirit in us, Lord, give us greater revelation, greater understanding of these truths tonight. Take us further and deeper and stronger in you. Oh, self wants this, self wants that, self wants to feed its lust and its desires and habits. And hey, let's live spiritually. Spirit overcomes the self. You get it? I get it. Let's see it take place in our lives. Amen. Father, we thank you for that. Bring it to pass in us, Lord. Bring the reality of it to be truth in us, Father. We thank you for it now tonight. In Jesus' name, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the praise, Lord. And yes, Lord, it's life the way we want it to be, Lord, by your Spirit. We thank you for that. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, amen, amen. All right, we'll take a short intermission. We'll be right in back here in about 2.5 minutes.
are troubled on every side, yet not distressed, yet not distressed. We are perplexed, but not in despair. Persecuted, but not forsaken. Cast down, but not destroyed, and not in despair, not in despair.
Going to do some deliverance now. Amen. I hope you're ready for something. I know that we need to be ready always to give an account, but we can also be ready always to get some deliverance too. And I'm ready. I'll take it and I'll give it out too. Amen. Because he's given us the authority to cast out devils. So shouldn't we be doing that? Excuse me. Yes, we should. All right. Hallelujah. We say in the name of Jesus, I renounce every wicked spirit in me. And I command them to leave me now in Jesus' name. Amen. You say, I cover myself and my family with the blood of Jesus. Would you do that right now? So they can't go into them when they leave me. Just declare that over your family members. Because sometimes they want to go to the next person in the family line. Okay? So you definitely want to cover the family and cover your pets with the blood of Jesus so they can't go in your pets because demons like to get in animals too sometimes, you know. You don't want your animals to be demonized. Amen. Amen. All right, so let's just go ahead and start casting them out now. Because, yeah, I've cast demons out of animals before, and they change. They get delivered. And we don't want them things in our animals, if you have animals. Not everybody has animals, but if you have any animals, hallelujah, sometimes you need to do some deliverance in your animals too, right? Hmm? Because some of them are just ungodly animals. yeah. All right. So what's going on here tonight? There's some problems here with the Blog Talk Radio because I cannot get the chat room to open up. Said it's full. It doesn't work on my end at all. I'm getting nothing. So they've got some issues here. I don't know what they are, but I hope hopefully you can hear me just fine. Somebody told me that they could, but sound a little muffled tonight, so I don't know what's going on with Blog Talk here, because I'm speaking as clear as I can. So hopefully, if you don't mind We're going to just continue on then. All right, we come against that self-consciousness spirit and domination of the self in Jesus' name. We command that spirit to manifest and come out in Jesus' name, that self-consciousness. Come out in Jesus' name, that torment by the self-consciousness, always aware of self, always aware of what self is doing wrong, how messed up self is, and how all that self wants, all that self desires, all that self, yeah, we come against that self-controlling spirit in Jesus' name. And renounce that thing. Command it to go. In Jesus' name, you come out of there. Come out of there, all the way out. Come out, come out. That self-consciousness, that self awareness, come out, come out, come out, come out. Instead of spirit aware, we need to have spirit awareness, not self-consciousness, the spirit consciousness, the God consciousness, amen? That needs to be our dominating factor in our lives. Not all that self-garbage, okay? But we just command that self stuff to go in Jesus' name. All that self-awareness, all that self-righteousness in Jesus' name, that has to go too, that self-righteousness. Come out, 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 come out of there, come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. That self-righteousness, come on, come out. Self-grandizement, that self-righteous, prideful spirit, you come out. That pride, come out in Jesus' name. That pride, come out. That arrogance, come out. Come out in Jesus' name right now. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come out, pride. Come out, 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 all the way out in Jesus' name. All that prideful, arrogant spirit, go in the name of Jesus right now. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, all that self-pride, self-exaltation, come out, lifting self up, come out, that, come out, Jesus' name, come out, come out, come on, self-exaltation, come out, in the name of Jesus, I bind you, you've got to go, keep coming out of there, all the way out, go, 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 self-exaltation, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, all the way out. That spirit of unbelief, we attack unbelief too. Come out, all that unbelief, come out. We bind you, unbelief. We rebuke spirits of unbelief. Come out, we rebuke that. In Jesus' name, go, go, go. Come out, unbelief. We break the curse of unbelief. We break the hindrance of unbelief. Come out, we break the hindrance to faith, the spirit to hinder faith through unbelief. Come out, come out, come out. We break that unbelief that tried to get into our spirit. We rebuke you, unbelief. Come out of there, all the way out. All that unbelieving attitude that we allow sometimes to dominate our life. Come out of there. Go, 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 go. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, loose the people. Let them go all the way out. All the way out. Go. Come out, 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 come out. Come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Go. All self-deception too, come out. Self-deception, come out. Self-deception, you go in the name of Jesus right now. Self-deception, go, go, come out, come out, come out, come out. Self-deception, I bind you. Come out all the way out of there. All that self-deception. Come on, all that self-deception in Jesus' name, come out. Keep going. Keep coming out of there, all the way out. Spirit of rebellion, you come out. We break the curse of rebellion. Rebellion is as witchcraft. We break the curse of rebellion. You come out of there now. Come out. 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 Spirit of rebellion. Spirit of stubbornness. Come out. We break the curse of stubbornness. Come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all the way out, all the way out. Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Come out, come out. Spirit of superiority, come out. Spirit of superiority over men, come out. Superiority over women, come out, come out. Go. Come on. All those dominating spirits, come out. Female domination, come out. Male domination, come out. Come on. All the way out. Jezebel, Ahab, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Jezebelic dominance, come out. Come out. Come out of there. All the way out. Come on. Jezebel control over men, come out. Female dominance, go. Oh, that's all over Hollywood today, isn't it? All about the females are the heroes and all that. That's been going on for years. Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Satan wants to pervert every rule, everything about humankind that God created. He wants to pervert it and mess it up. Yeah. Come out. Counterfeit things. Make things that are not godly. Come out. All the way out. Go. Keep coming out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. You have to go. Come out of there. Move in Jesus' name. The blood is against you. Come out. All the way. All the way. Come on. All the way. You got to keep coming out of there. Go, 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 go. All the way. Come on. All that anger. Come out. All that anger. The wrath of man does not work the righteousness of God. Boy, you could sure get the revelation of that if you dwell on that a while. You know that your anger is not going to work the righteousness of God. Unless it's the spiritual anger from God at wickedness or something that came from God out of the spirit. Come out of there. All that anger, wrath of man, wrath of humankind. Come out. Come out. Come out. We break the curse of it. Come out. Generational curses of anger. Come out. 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 In Jesus' name, the blood is against you. Come out. All the way out. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus against that wrath, that anger. Come on, in Jesus' name, that temper tantrum. In Jesus' name, come on, all that self-anger, come out. Jesus' name, go, 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 that rage. Come out, that blow-up spirit that calls you blow-up with people. Come on, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, controlled by emotions, come out. Controlled by emotions. You let your emotions control you. And who's in control of your emotions? Come out. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come on. All those emotions. All the way out of there. Come out. Controlled by emotions. Come out. Controlling the emotion spirits. Come out. Come out. Come on. All the way out. Come out of those emotions. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Jesus' name. Go. All the way out. All the way out. Jesus' name. Those hoarding spirits. Hoarding stuff up. Come out. Jesus' name is having a hoard house. That's right. You've heard of whore houses, but there's hoard houses. People have their houses hoarded. They're just full of junk. They just never get rid of nothing. Never give nothing away. They just hoard it all up. Oh, I might need that. You never need it again, but you might. Oh, I might need that. It has a hoarding spirit. You want it all. Come out. Come out, all that hoarding spirit. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. In Jesus' name, go, 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 go. Keep coming out, all that hoarding spirit. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now. That hoarding spirit. Yeah, you have to move in Jesus' name. We break the curse of hoarding. You come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there. Go, and that impulse buying spirit. This wants to buy. You see, you buy. It doesn't matter what it costs. You just, oh, I want that. You buy. Come out. That impulse buying. Come out. Come out. Impulse buying. Come out. Some demon tells you, you want that. You want it. Oh, I want it. Come out. Come out. Come out. Self is in control again, right? Come out. In Jesus' name, those self spirits, the spirits that are attached to self are dominating. Come out. Self-reward. You come out. Oh, I got a reward. I had a rough day. I need a pint or a quart of ice cream. Yeah, come out. I need some candy bars. I need to reward my. I had a rough day today, man. Come out. All that self-reward. Come out. 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 Come on out of there. All that self-reward. You gotta go. Gotta go all the way up out of there. Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Go. 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 Come out. Come out. All the way out of there. Go. All that self-reward. Come out. All that fear of sickness, fear of death, fear of dying, fear of losing your health. Come out. Come out right now. Fear of losing your health. I break that curse. tells you you're going to lose your health, lose your mind, don't go senile, come out, all the way out. Fear of losing your health, fear of going senile, come out, come out, come out. Fear of losing your mind, come out, come out. Fear of sickness and disease taking hold on you, come out. All that fear, come out, all that fear. We don't want your fear, you're a liar. Fear of losing your health, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out, all the way out, all the way out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Fear of losing your health, bind that spirit. Some people just dwell on it, think they're going to lose their health all the time. They're worried they're going to lose their health. You got to go in the name of Jesus right now. Loose them and let them go. Come on out of there. Fear of losing your health. You come out in Jesus' name. Keep coming out. Come on, keep coming out of there. Fear of losing your health has to go. Come on, fear there's something wrong with you and you don't know what it is. Come out, come on, fear something's wrong with you physically. Come out, come out, come on, come out. Fear, come out, the blood of Jesus. We rebuke you, devil, come on. All real or imagined infirmities have to go. Come out. Spirits of infirmity, spirits of sick, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Out, 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 out of there in the name of Jesus. Go. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Come out. Fear of getting older, come out. Fear of getting older, come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Fear of aging, come out. Come on, all the way out. Go in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name, come out, 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 go all the way out. Keep going. All those self spirits, keep going. Selfishness, you go. That selfish spirit, come out. Come on, all the way out. That selfish spirit, you got to go. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. That selfish spirit, come on. Selfishness, come out. Come out. Come out. Selfishness, go. Come out, self-reward, self-pity, come out, self-pity, all that self-pity, come out, I bind you, break the curse of self-pity, the control of self-pity over you, you come out of there, all the way out, go, 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 that self-hatred too, come out, self-hatred, the blood of Jesus against that self-hatred, come out, 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 self-hatred. Come out, self-destructive spirit, too. The self-destructive spirit where you destroy yourself in one way or another, either financially or mentally or emotionally. All that self-destructive spirit, self-destruction, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come out of there, come out. Self-destructive spirit, come out. Come out, that self-love, too, that ungodly self-love, come out. Come on, we don't love the self. We love the spirit, the new creation, the born-again person that we are. Yeah, we ought to love ourselves, but we're to love the spiritual self, the new creation person. Amen. Come out of there. All that self-love, that self-love will mess you up. Look at me. I'm so fine. You know how great you are. You love yourself. You know, you love self, that self-life. Come on. All that attention-getting, self-spirit, that attention-getting, self-wants attention. Self-wants attention, that attention-getting spirit, come out. Come out, 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 come out. All that attention-getting spirit, trying to get attention to you, to yourself. Come on, all that self-will, stubborn self-will, come out, selfish self-will, come out, all the way out. Jesus' name, idolatry of self, come out, come out. The glorifying of self, the worshiping of self, all that idolatry of self, you come out now, come out of there, all the way out, all the way up out of there, all that idolatry of self, glorifying self, come out, self-rule, come out, come out, self-rule. We bind you, self-rule. Be weakened by the blood of Jesus and come out of there, all the way out. All the way out, in Jesus' name, all the way out. That spirit of offense, being offended, self is offended. You offended me. You come out of there, all that self-offense, that grudge holding, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, that offense spirit, come out. We break the power of that spirit of offense. You come out of that spirit of offense. Come out, offense. I bind you, you offense spirit. Well, you offended me. I'm going to hold that against you. Come out of there. All that spirit of offense. Yeah, there are Christians holding offense to people. They're offended. And they're holding on to that offense. You got to go. You got to let go of it. Move on. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. They're holding a demon attached to them. Come out. Come out. Pouting because self didn't get its way. Pouting spirit. Come out. That pouting spirit. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. The pouting spirit. Pouting because you didn't get your way. Poor thing. Didn't get your way. Come out. Come out. Come out of there. All that pouting. All that pouting. All that temper tantrum. Come out. Come out. Things didn't go your way. Come out. We all like it to go our way. Yeah, but hey, why is that? What is going on there? So we examine this thing a little closer. Is it really God's way? Yeah. Hey, something's going on. Well, ungodly spirits might be in operation. How about know-it-all spirit? We command the know-it-all spirit to go. Oh, yeah, you know, you can't tell me anything. I know it all, right? That's the spirit. Come out of there, all the way out, that know-it-all spirit. You got to go in Jesus' name right now. Go. All that know-it-all spirit. We bind you. You come out of there. Know-it-all. Yeah. Thinking you just got to prove you're right because you know it all. And nobody else knows it like you know it. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. All the way out of there. All that spiritual pride. Come out in Jesus' name. Spiritual pride. You go. Go, 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 go. All the spirits of pride go in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, keep coming out of there. Keep coming out of there all the way out. All the way out. That judgmental spirit, too. If you come out, pride is very judgmental of others and critical of others. So come out, all the critical and judgmental spirits. Self can be very critical. Self can be very judgmental. Come out, all the way out. Jesus' name. Jesus' name. Come out, critical spirit. I bind you. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come all the way out. In Jesus' name. Go, 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 go. Out, out, out. All the way out. All the way up out of there. Go. Go. Critical, judgmental, judging spirit. You go. All that judging spirit. Keep coming out of there. Keep it coming out of there, up and out, all the way, all the way, all the way up out of there. In Jesus' name, go. That craving for sweets, you come out of somebody, or more than one somebody. That craving for sugar, come out. Craving for salt. I've watched people sit at the table and just pour and keep pouring salt on their food. Not that the food didn't already have salt in their food when they're eating in a restaurant. You know it's loaded with salt anyway. And here people come and just pour more salt. And there's a craving for salt. You come out in Jesus' name. Go. Craving for sugar, craving for salt. Come out. Come out. Come out. Come out craving for food, chemicals, and additives. Come out from MSG. Come on. All the way out. All those additives. Come out. Come out, come out, come out. All those craving for salt, come out. Craving for sugar and sweet food, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out, come out. Come on, all the way out. Keep going. Keep coming out, up and out, all the way. Go, go, move, 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 move. People in bondage, so many different things, right? Yeah, we've all been there. So, hey, let's just continue to all get freer and freer. That's right. That's what delivered does. It's children's bread, and we don't just eat bread once, do we? No, it's the children's bread. That means we partake of it regularly and continue to get free. If God continued to do a work in each one of us, precious folks, we are his children, and he loved us so. Thank you, Father, for this deliverance in Jesus' name tonight. Lord, we give you the glory and the praise. We thank you for the time that we've had. The 2 hours just flew by, but, Lord, I thank you for all of it. Thank you for the word of the Lord tonight to us. And yes, that it was something that we can truly put into action in our life and become a reality in our life, that we put it into our reality, our spiritual reality. And hallelujah. And feel this deliverance that we received tonight as well. Father, we thank you for that. And we thank you for, Lord, the forgiveness of our sins. We thank you that the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all sin and all unrighteousness. And we give you the glory for what you're doing in our lives today. Hallelujah, Father. In Jesus' name, Lord, we pray that each person will have a good Memorial Day weekend. Bless them with their extra days off. And some people are traveling. Bless them as well. We give you all the praise and glory in Jesus' name. And we worship you, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Amen. All right, folks, we're going to say goodbye for tonight. We're going to go out with a song. Good night. Thanks for tuning in. right, folks. Well, that's all we have for tonight. And the Lord be with you and minister his precious and real love to you today. And we love you and appreciate you. And good night. And we will see you next week.